recession got you down?
You know, we could go in on a couple big trades.
Move to China. They're doing just fine. Pop-up Chinese.
Welcome to Film Friday. I'm Brendan.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
And this week for Film Friday, we have got a movie that I have seen but nobody else has. It's a nice change from the usual.
By nobody else, you mean me?
Well, I mean you. Yeah. I think probably normal, well-adjusted people listening to this podcast have seen it.
很有名，我虽然没看过，但我听说过。
Yeah, it was a big holiday movie. Anyway, it was a big movie. Let's get to the dialogue and then we'll come back with some clues.
这是流浪汉穿的，亲爱的，我不许你穿。十五年前还差不多，可现在，
什么意思？当年可是你做的。
我从不想过去，那会迷失现在。毫无疑问，你需要一套新装。
新装？我上哪儿去弄你说的那新装？
你弄不到，肯定弄不到。我太忙了，除非你趁我糊涂赶快求求我。
等等，你意思是要给我做新衣服？
你也催得太紧了，亲爱的。不过我答应了。
Okay, so there's actually quite a lot here, and one of the characters is speaking quickly, so I think we'd better go through this line by line.
好的。这是流浪汉穿的，亲爱的。我不许你穿。
This is the sort of thing a vagrant would wear, darling. I won't let you wear it.
十五年前还差不多，可现在已……
15 years ago, maybe, but now…
什么意思?
What?
当年可是你做的。
You were the one who designed it then.
我从不想过去,那会迷失现在。
I never look back, it only confuses the present.
毫无疑问,你需要一套新装。
There is no question about it, you will need a new uniform.
新装?我上哪儿去弄你说的那新装?
A new uniform, but where would I get a new uniform?
你弄不到，肯定弄不到，我太忙了。
Oh, you couldn't. Absolutely not. Impossible. I'm too busy.
除非你趁我糊涂，赶快求求我。
Unless you take advantage of my momentary disorientation and beg.
等等，你意思是要给我做新衣服？
Wait, you mean you'll make new clothes for me?
你催得太紧了，亲爱的。不过我答应了。
Oh, you're really twisting my arm here, but I promise. There's a lot going on here, especially if you want to kind of impersonate Coco Chanel or Zsa Zsa Gabor in Chinese. Let's go back and listen to this one last time.
这是流浪汉穿的，亲爱的，我不许你穿。十五年前还差不多，可现在，
什么意思？当年可是你做的。
我从不想过去，那会迷失现在。毫无疑问，你需要一套新装。
新装？我上哪儿去弄你说的那新装？
你弄不到，肯定弄不到。我太忙了，除非你趁我糊涂赶快求求我。
等等，你意思是要给我做新衣服？
你也催得太紧了，亲爱的。不过我答应了。
这平时都是你跟 David 给大家提示，今天我给大家一个提示。
Go for it.
这是一部有关英雄的电影。
Yeah, okay, there's that. There are probably a few clues we could drop, and there was one I did when I was translating,、
mm-hmm.
when for 新装 I said、mm-hmm. new uniform,、
mm-hmm.
or new outfit instead of new clothes. So there's a tip. We're not talking about regular clothes. We're talking、mm-hmm. about a costume.
Hmm.说到新装，我想起了《皇帝的新装》这个童话故事。
Yeah, the Emperor's New Clothes, which is not being referred to here, but、it's the same word.
We don't know.
Oh, come on, no. We should give people some more clues, actually, because this is from a scene that anybody who's seen the movie will remember, but it's not necessarily the part they'll remember.
而且如果我觉得如果熟悉中国电影或者熟悉中国演员的 这个听众们应该没准儿能听出来这个其中一个男人的声音是一个非常有名的中国的演员。
Yeah, he's, well, we can just give him the name. It's Jiang Wen, right?
And
Jiang Wen. I really love his voice. I would totally, I would kill him and take it. I think he's just got such a nice voice and such a nice kind of Beijing accent.
Mm.
So he is dubbing the male lead for this movie. And the other thing is that in the dialogue we have, she says, 15 years ago, I guess it was okay, right?
15年前还差不多。
So there's another clue. There is a period of time, 15 years, that has gone by between the last time this guy wore his uniform and now. I think that's probably enough to give people a good chance.
如果你们再猜不出来，可以到我们的网站上去讨论一下。
Yes. On the other hand, if you do think you know what's going on, you should.
Write to me at echo@popupchinese.com and we'll put you in the drawer.
In the drawer?
Drawer? Whatever. You take it.
Yeah. And if you answer correctly, we will enter you for a chance to win fame and wealth and glorious prizes.
1 month free access.
Yeah. Which is totally awesome. It's even better than a new uniform. From Beijing, I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
Good luck.
加油,祝你们好运吧。